This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest with us. His name is Rod Smith. He is the CEO of Green Polka Dot Box, Inc. They trade on the OTC pink sheets under the ticker symbol GPDB. Rod, thank you and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Everett. I'm glad to be here with you.
Hey, give me a little bit of a background of yourself and your company, and then I want to get into some Q&A.
All right, great. Yeah, I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've been involved with a number of businesses in my lifetime. Now, today, we're talking about Green Polka Dot Box, and this is a labor of love for me that really has a significantly greater potential. We deliver a wide range, thousands of products all over the United States through an exciting new digital application that we've developed for major influencers in the market. If I could kind of give you a simple comparison, we all know about Uber. I think Uber today is valued over $200 billion. And what they've done is develop a digital application that puts a million Uber drivers together with 8 million Uber subscribers on their digital application. We do the same thing. And the subscribers get the benefit of significant savings whenever they use Uber. So in our case, we have an application for what we call influencers. These are major individuals, organizations, businesses in the market, hundreds of thousands to millions of customers. And we've developed a digital application for them to sell clean foods online to their own customer groups. And it's got tremendous potential.
That's with no herbicides, pesticides, or anything like that. We're talking about organic food.
That's right, organic and non-GMO food. And the point I was trying to make is that, you know, with our digital application now, we have 280 signed health merchants. These are influencers in the market, and they collectively have about 45 million customers. So we've built this amazing application. We're getting ready to launch in about 60 days. And by the end of the year, though, we'll have over 2,000 health merchants and reaching over 100 million potential customers.
What is the difference today about your company if compared to when you first opened up the doors?
Well, when we started about 4.5 years ago, I knew that there was a growing market for clean foods. When I say clean foods, I'm talking about organic and non-GMO foods that don't contain any herbicides or pesticides or any other toxic ingredients or chemicals. So the marketplace was growing, and we thought, well, why not develop a website that offered clean foods at the most affordable prices in the market?
Absolutely.
And so that's what we did. And we started out pretty well, you know, by any standard. We did $4 million in our first year and about the same in our second year. But I wasn't getting the traction that I wanted. I wasn't growing the business as fast as I wanted. So 2 years ago, I made a change. I started working on this concept that I explained to you a moment ago, this digital application that could put influencers in contact with their own customer base and offer clean foods. So we're not just a single website anymore offering food for sale and distributing across the country. Now we've got a huge network that reaches 45 million people, and we're going to launch that in the next 60 days. So a dramatic turnabout from where we were 2 years ago with this new powerful digital application today. We're going to dominate the market.
My guest today is Rod Smith. He is the CEO of Green Polka Dot Box, Inc. They trade on the OTC pink sheets under the ticker symbol GPDB. Now, there is a clean food revolution going on. And how I know that, and I know very little about your space, but every time that I go to my grocery store, I see more and more space given up to organic vegetables. Can you expand on that compared to your business model?
Well, there is now, because a lot of people are becoming aware of the problems associated with GMO or genetically modified organisms, and the related contaminants that they bring with them. I think the market expanded 14% last year. It's projected to continue to grow at a clip of about 18% and compounded annual growth through the rest of this decade. So we tap into that, but there's one major difference. We are a huge disruptor in the current distribution system because we bypass and cut out all the middlemen. We go direct from manufacturer to consumer, delivered to their door. So they have the convenience of shopping online through our health merchant stores and then receiving free home delivery at much lower pricing. I gave you the Uber example at the outset. People don't use Uber because it's just a slick software program. They use it because it cuts their bill in half.
Yes.
What's going to happen with all with the food line that we offer through our health merchant network?
Can you expand a little bit? I know you have a pending acquisition with Dayboat Seafood in Florida. Can you extrapolate a little bit of where you're at in that process?
Yeah, we do have a signed purchase agreement. We intend to close here in the very near future. It's part of our vertical integration strategy. I mentioned a moment ago that we want to eliminate the middleman between the manufacturer and the consumer. So Dayboat acquisition is part of this. Dayboat is an 18-vessel seafood company that sources all of the popular seafood varieties out of the Atlantic down to the Caribbean, millions of pounds a year. They sell to most of the major distributors you would know and recognize and other retail stores like Whole Foods and Wakefern. But here's the thing. By acquiring Dayboat, we cut out the middlemen, and we can source and sell seafood at 60 to 70% off normal pricing.
Wow.
Let me give you an example. I was in New York a couple weeks ago, went to the Grand Central Market that everybody knows about, and they had beautiful red ahi tuna as for sale at $29 a pound. Well, we can catch that tuna now as the owner of Dayboat. We can catch that tuna for $4 a pound, all in.
Wow.
And we can sell it at $11.50 a pound, including free home delivery. That's over 60% discount.
That's amazing.
To the consumer. And on top of that, we get increased margin. Our margins on seafood jump from 18% to 54% because we own the company. So that vertical integration strategy is going to be applied across all the major food groups, all the proteins like grass-fed beef, pork, lamb, chicken, and we're going to continue to go into the nuts and seeds and in the grains and in all of the produce varieties. For example, you might be curious, we just issued a major press release. We got two patents for our living produce growing technology. And you might want to know about that, too, because that's a major part of our future.
Absolutely. I was going to ask you about, and I think you got issued around June 20th that came out. So what does that mean for your company?
Well, we had to control our sourcing and the quality of our products and the price. And so we knew that to do this, we had to really research and see if we could develop new technology that would allow us to be the grower of produce as well as the processor and distributor. We started working on and actually proved out a concept called Living Produce. We own the trademark. Living Produce is produce that is grown and harvested in greenhouses in vertical growing technology, which we've patented. And it allows us to harvest and extract the produce by the roots with the roots and system intact so that we can deliver next day to our customers still alive, knowing that the products are going to last 7 to 10 days longer because the root system is intact. So it's like getting produce out of your own garden, but we'll provide literally hundreds of varieties of leafy green vegetables and herbs, all of the vine crops and the popular items that we find at the grocery store. But consumers are going to be able to get them at half the price. They're going to be much more nutrient dense, absolutely clean, and they're going to know what the vitamin mineral profile is of the plants that they're buying, which is not possible today in other distribution. So it's a big part of our future, considering that consumers spend about 30% of their monthly grocery budget on produce. We plan to be one of the leading suppliers, and for every acre that we put under production, we can produce about 3 million pounds a year. So we're excited, and we're going to be developing our first phase of our first living produce growing center in the spring of next year.
I want to change gears here for a second and ask you about this new 506C marketable securities offering that your company is doing. Can you tell my listeners a little bit about that?
Well, it's a pretty exciting opportunity. We're actually planning to do a what's called a Reg A Plus IPO at the end of the year. So the 506C leads into that. People can invest now at a lower valuation and get a great discount into the IPO. And we're coming out with that next week. So it'll be for accredited investors. And I would just say this, if I could, anybody that would like to follow our company and learn more about us, you know, we're constantly releasing new news and information in the market. That's gpdb.biz, where we have an investor website. There are a lot of great videos there. We've got analysts following us. It's a great place to learn about the company and track what we're doing.
My guest today has been Rod Smith. He is the CEO of Green Polka Dot Box. They trade on the OTC pink sheets under the ticker symbol GPDB. In closing, Rod, is there anything that you would like to tell my listeners that we didn't get a chance to talk about? I really do appreciate you having you on the show today, and I could talk to you forever.
Well, thank you. I do have something, you know, just sort of big picture that would be good for your listeners. You know, the potential clean food market is about $550 billion annually. And so with our business model, we're going to be driving prices down close to what people would pay for conventional contaminated foods. So what I'm trying to say is that over the next 10 years, you're going to see a giant shift in consumer behavior. And we're going to provide the cost-effective distribution system that lowers those prices. So if you want to get in on the next online giant, you need to know about Green Polka Dot Box and take advantage of our costs and our pricing right now when it's so low. That's what I'd have to say.
Rod Smith has been our guest today. He is the CEO trading on the OTC peak sheets. He is the CEO of Green Polka Dot Box. Their ticker symbol is GPDB. Rod, thank you for coming on the show. I wish you the best, and we're going to check back with you in a couple of months.
Thank you very much.